It seems a bit tough to believe that the final weekend of September is here. The good news is the weather is looking quite nice. Rather seasonable conditions are expected over the next couple of days. We'll have clouds mixing with sunshine, so it's not going to be a situation where it's going to be 100% sunny, but we are going to see sun both days, Saturday and Sunday. There might be a couple of spotty showers around tomorrow, especially north and west of Albany, but that is not looking to be a giant deal. So all in all, things are looking good for all of our outdoor activities. There's plenty to do this time of year, so enjoy the weather over the next couple of days. We've had kind of a crummy September day, at least a lot of people would say that. We had some showers come through, some rain come through in spots late last night into the morning hours. That batch of rain has moved well off to our east, though clouds have been rather stubborn and have lingered behind that storm system. And if you are stuck under the clouds, which is much of our area, temperatures are in the neighborhood of 60 degrees this afternoon. So given this time of year, late September, that's jacket weather. Maybe a 60-degree day in January would not be a jacket-type day, but you're definitely feeling the chill across the area this afternoon. It has brightened up nicely, especially across northern areas. Around Lake Champlain, we've had some nice breaks of sunshine there. Temperatures have warmed up above the 60-degree mark this afternoon. As we head into tonight, we'll see a little disturbance come our way. So we're going to see partly cloudy skies across our area. There might be a passing shower, especially well north, basically near the Canadian border, but that'll be about it. Temperatures will be rather chilly. We'll call it seasonably cool. Upper 40s and low to mid 50s are in our forecast for tonight, so you might need that heat or at least an extra blanket on the bed. And then for tomorrow, we'll see that blend of sunshine and clouds. I mentioned earlier the chance for a spotty morning shower, especially well north and west of Albany. Again, I don't think that's a big deal. We're looking at highs tomorrow generally in the 60s that we may hold in the 50s across the high terrain. We'll keep it in the 60s again on Monday. Then we start to warm up a bit as we head into early next week. A quick check on the tropics this afternoon with Kirk passing well south of Puerto Rico. It's moved to the west of the Leeward Islands, and even though the storm center itself is passing well south of Puerto Rico and a direct hit is not expected, there are some gusty rain showers at times in Puerto Rico this afternoon. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower after midnight, low 48 to 54. And for tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance for a spotty morning shower, highs in the low to mid 60s, some 50s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a spotty morning shower, with highs in the low to mid 60s, some 50s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 54, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 54, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the 60s, and looking ahead to Monday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the 60s to lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.